Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, boo. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well. Excuse me. Well. Good evening. And we want to thank everyone who's tuned in, whether you're listening to this program live or you're listening to the archive edition of this broadcast. We want to thank you, and especially the 47,500-plus listeners who have tuned into a show here on Homebase Business 101 on Blog Talk Radio, truly making this listener-supported radio. If you didn't listen to the shows, then we'd just be talking to ourselves. So we want to thank you for tuning in to a show and for those back to more than one of our broadcasters. Again, a special thanks. That means you find some value in what it is that we're sharing. So tonight we want to do is we're getting ready for the upcoming tax season. We want to talk about the best tax strategy ever. The best tax strategy ever. You probably said, well, what is the best tax strategy ever, Baba Jahi? Well, see, one of the biggest challenges most Americans face is having too much month at the end of their money. How can the common person overcome this challenge? Most try by getting a second job or a second mortgage or both. In reality, the best answer is making the most out of your current income by starting and running a home-based business. Starting and running and operating a home-based business. And then take advantage of the tax laws that are associated with having a home-based business and how that business can help you reduce your tax liability and give you several thousand dollars back, how you can save on an average minimum. If you're single, how you can save over $3,200 on your taxes. If you're married, how you can save over $7,400 on your taxes. And so what we're going to do is we want to break some of that down this evening and give you some information that can help you understand how to go about properly, legally, morally, and ethically structuring a home-based business that will allow you, the average, everyday consumer, to save on your taxes. I mean, what would an additional $3,000 look like for you if you were single? Or an additional $7,400 in terms of a married couple? I mean, I'm pretty sure that would, you know, that would really, really, really set well with some of the things that you want to be able to do in terms of being able to have that extra money and not having to hock your house or other stuff and then have a second mortgage to pay and going deeper and deeper into debt. So we want to do is we want to be able to give you some examples of how to go about doing that. At the same time, what are some business alternatives that you can look at that will give you the most bang for your dollar? So what we want to do is I'm going to get into that. But before I get into that, what I want to do is I want to play our theme song because it definitely is my time, your time, our time. So we just want to set the tone as we start today's show in terms of what time it is. It's my time, time, your time. So here's the theme song.
Me there.
It's my time to claim my destiny. Your time to make sure that you understand how to take advantage of home-based business tax laws. So what we want to do is set the backdrop here. We want to do is show you how to properly structure a home-based business can potentially save you thousands of dollars on your taxes. The U.S. Congress has created laws that encourage individuals to be entrepreneurs. That's right, you heard me right. So the U.S. Congress is encouraging people to become entrepreneurs, to start and run their own businesses. And this is, you know, something that's really, really pushed forward heavily in this new current administration is number 45, as I like to refer to him as, or some of you refer to him as President Donald Trump. He's really encouraging people to become entrepreneurs. And some people might say, well, you know, part of the reason he's probably encouraging people to become entrepreneurs is because, you know, for better or worse, he's never released a current tax statement in terms of his current taxes. He's listed like the past, last thing I remember was I think it was like 3 or 4 years of back taxes that he reported on. But his current tax situation, nobody knows what it really is except him and his lawyers. So, not to say that you can take that same strategy and hide behind how you file your taxes, but there is a lot of leeway and leverage in reporting your income to the IRS, especially if you have a home-based business. So we want to understand that. See, many businesses such as Apple, Hewlett Packard, Microsoft, Coca-Cola, and many more started at home, you know, now industry leaders. When these businesses were starting up, Congress allowed their expenses to be tax deductible to help them grow. Look at how this investment in entrepreneurship has paid off. All these companies now pay millions of dollars in taxes. Yes, they're paying their taxes. The people who started these businesses are no different than you. When you start your own home-based business, you become eligible to take all of the same kinds of deductions available to big corporations. These deductions will allow you to decrease the amount of taxes that you pay. So one day you can hopefully pay millions of dollars in taxes too. So we're going to explain what some of these deductions are and how they help you profit. And how you can best learn at the same time by being able to start a home-based business. Okay, so first deduction we want to look at is automobile expenses. Right. If you have a car, that means you drive back and forth to appointments to see clients. I'm gonna give you an example. I had a client, as I also help people with their taxes. I had a client who had a landscaping business, and he worked a regular job. Now, I want you to look at the backdrop of this landscaping business that he has, plus working his regular W-2 job. With his landscaping business, he stored all of his equipment at his house. And he used his truck to be able to get around job to job, and at the same time, mileage that he put on his truck. For every 1,000 miles that he put on his truck, that was a $540 tax deduction, $540 per 1,000 miles. So let's say on the average, if he put 8,000 miles on his vehicle, then that equate to $4,000 some odd dollar tax deduction for yes, $4,000-some-odd in terms of a tax deduction. So you can begin to see how this can add up and can mount up. Because he stores his equipment at his house, which he pays a mortgage or he pays rent on, and that means what he pays for rent times the square footage of the house, and we come up with the business with the square footage of the house in terms of the space that he used to store his equipment, which in this case he has a garage, which is like an extra part of the house. Take that square footage and multiply that out, and then list that as part of the square footage of the house, and then come up with what percentage of the house footage of. And, you know, in this case, it came out to like about 20% of the total square footage of his house, which meant now 20% of his mortgage or his rent is tax deductible because he's using it for business purposes. 20% of his utility bills are tax deductible because now he's using what? For business purposes. 20% of his own personal upkeep on the house is tax deductible. 20% of when, say, they remodel the house, his wife wants new drapes or, you know, wants to redo the living room or something, 20% of that cost is now tax deductible because he's not just beautifying his home, he is taking care of the space that he uses for business. He's improving the quality of that particular dwelling and home that allows him to be able to function and do his business a little bit more comfortable. So this is a key factor. You know, we're looking at two things here: the car and truck expenses, and then the other is expenses for business use of home. So that's two things that he did not put on his Schedule C. And the Schedule C is your profit and loss from business. That's what you fill out in terms of your IRS forms that is attached to your 1040. The 1040 is your personal income tax. Then you got your Schedule A, which is your itemized deductions. You have your Schedule B, which is itemized deductions in terms of stocks and other type of deductions. Schedule C is your deductions for business use, for your business uses, things that you are doing business-wise. And so, you know, and the thing is, even if you have an LLC, which is a limited liability corporation, but you have not defined how you want to be taxed on that limited liability corporation, and that definition needs to be in writing. It defines how is the limited liability corporation being taxed. In most cases, it's going to be taxed the same as a sole proprietorship because, let me get the law out so that I can read you exactly what it says in here. Hold on one second. If you do not file an election form, which is what needs to be filed with the LLC, then that determines, you know, that determines how you are taxed on your LLC. So here's what it specifically says: limited liability companies are so named because they give a business a limited amount of liability compared incorporating, for example. Owners of an LLC are called members, whereas owners of a corporation are called shareholders. A sole member LLC is one that you own outright with no one else having any ownership interest. An LLC is not considered to be a taxing entity, corporation. So when you register an LLC, you need to tell your state and the IRS how you want to be taxed. That's called an election. You may elect to be taxed as a sole proprietor, a C corporation, a S corporation, or a partnership. Each one has its own tax regulations and tax filing forms. If you do not file an election form, your LLC by default will be taxed as a sole proprietorship, and you will fill out your business taxes on a Schedule C attached to your individual tax form 1040. You will have the same level of legal liability regardless of how you elect to be taxed. And this is part of Tax Act of 2018 and how it applies to LLCs or limited liability corporations. So we want to keep that in mind. LLCs are a great way to limit the liability that you have. But at the same time, you need to know exactly what you're doing and how you're doing what you're doing. Okay. I'm going to move on to a couple other things here because we're about to run out of time here in a minute. And we'll be doing this show every Thursday night from now to going into January. So this is just the first edition of tax savings that you can count on. So we want to make sure that you understand what we're doing with this show. Okay. One of the other things that you can do in terms of deducting your business expenses is making sure that you understand, it's like if you have a business that you have cost of goods sold, that means you're going to have an inventory. So you're going to have beginning inventory and ending inventory and items that was purchased throughout the year to restock the inventory. So if you like, or say example, say if you are a caterer and you're constantly buying food and you have food that is left over, food that you don't use for certain catered jobs that you might use in terms of future catering jobs, then you need to keep track of that inventory, how much you paid for it, how it's stored, saved, and also when you used it and how that factors into your profit margin for what you did in terms of your catering jobs. I have a couple caterers that I do taxes for, and that's one of the things that we go over each year. What was their beginning inventory? What was their ending inventory? And then the value of how that factored out throughout the course of the year in terms of catering jobs that they did. Also, you might be, I have taxes that I do for Mary Kay representatives. And so, you know, you as a Mary Kay rep, you're going to have constant inventory that you order, things that you order for different shows and facials and stuff like that you're doing. And so when you do that, then what you want to do is make sure that whatever your beginning inventory was and then what you purchased throughout the course of the year, what the ending inventory was, and the difference between those two, and then how they factor in to your profit margin. So this is thing of calling, keeping track of cost of goods sold and making sure that you have these things documented. documentation. Documentation is very, very important. I've had a few people that have gotten audited, and I got a call from a young lady the other day who let me know that her audit went through fine. She filed instructions of everything that I shared with her about when you get audited, what do you need to do? You need to make sure that what you listed on the return in terms of business expenses, that you have receipts for those, that you can document that it is what it is. And she did all of that. It was very cumbersome. She had stacks of papers that she sent to IRS, like close to over 300 pages of information on the different things that they wanted receipts for and how it affected her account, how it affected her business, and the things that, that you know, that she wanted to be able to document. Happy to report she did all of what she needed to do in the IRS. They sent her her full return of $9,000 that she had coming back. And but, you know, and again, it was a tedious process, very, very tedious process. So when you get audited, all it's saying is tell us how this worked, how these receipts tallied up to what you say they are and how it turned out. Okay, I want to try to cover a couple other expenses before we close out today's show. Again, this is going to be an ongoing show that we'll be doing on Thursday evening, each Thursday evening, from now to the end of the year going into January, and we probably will do a couple more the first part of January. Here's another expense that's important to keep track of. Your travel and your meals. Travel and your meals. Okay. If you are in, say, a travel business, and part of what you do is hold what we call travel parties, and we're having what we call the world's largest travel party coming up this Saturday in Surge 365. And so what you need to do with that is to make sure that on your Schedule C, you don't list the expenses for that in the mail, travel part of the Schedule C, but you list it in the advertisement part of the Schedule C, so that way you can get 100% refund or 100% credit for the monies that you spend for the meals. That way you can get, you can deduct 100% of all of the expenses that you allocate towards providing food for your customers and your clients. And this is very, very huge because normally if we do not go about doing it that way, then what happens is you only can deduct 50% of the meals and entertainment costs, where you're basically, the purpose of the business, the purpose of what you're having the meal for the client for is an entertainment expense. And entertainment expense is supposed to be that as long as you share it with a potential client within a 24-hour period of time what your business is about, then that meal or that event is 100% tax deductible. So let's like say you, I have a client who lives in Atlanta, and she's a Falcon fan. So on all of the home games,
She has clients that she takes out to the football game. That means they go out to, depending on what time of the game is, they go out to dinner. From dinner, they go to the game. While at the game, they order their hot dogs, their beer, their other stuff. And then from there, she leaves, and they usually go to a club in Buckhead. And so that becomes another write-off. So usually on those 8 Sundays that the Falcons play at home, she's running about a $200 business expense in terms of the people that she entertains during that event. So that's $200 times 8. That's a $1,600 tax deduction for football season. $1,600 tax deduction for football season. And you can easily see how these deductions, when you start adding them all together, how they can contribute to a huge, huge deduction going into the tax year. Okay, I'm going to have to really wrap up here because we're about to run out of time. But I just wanted to highlight a few of these examples and look forward to being able to share with you again next Thursday night as we do tax tips that you can count on. And you can text me at 252-58-3712 if there's an area that you would like for me to cover in the tax presentation that I'm sharing. So this has been Baba Jahi. Hey, and we want to thank you for tuning in tonight. Glad that you tuned in. Glad that we was able to share some information with you. And we're very, very thankful that you took advantage of listening to this show tonight. And remember, you can also go to www.thetaxhelper.weebly.com. And that'll bring up our website. And on there, you can fill out contact page and request more information. I'm going to repeat the website one more time. That's www.thetaxhelper.weebly.com. You go to that page and you fill out contact tablet and put in what you'd like information about. You know, someone, we will get back to you and be able to share information with you. And also, if you have suggestions for some things that you'd like for us to cover on these weekly broadcasts, please feel free to do so. And until next time, hey, we want to thank you for tuning in today, whether you're listening live or listening to the archive of this broadcast. We want to thank you. Thank you, thank you. And we wish you happy holidays. And you have a Merry Christmas, a Happy Kwanzaa, a Happy Hanukkah, whichever holiday that you're celebrating. But most of all important, have a prosperous new year. And one of the ways that you can do that is to make sure that you take advantage of the home-based business tax savings so that you can see an additional $3,000 to $5,000 to possibly $9,000 back on your taxes come February. And this is like a short thing in the sense of if you put the information in, your number will come out. So we want to just thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless you. Have a great evening. Talk to you soon. Have a great week. And until next week this time, catch us then. God bless you.